אני רגע רוצה להתייחס למה שהנשיא אמר.
השריפה הזאת היא חלק ממשבר אקלים שאסור להתעלם ממנו. הוא מחייב אותנו להיערך לאתגרים גדולים ומשמעותיים ולקבל החלטות כולל חקיקה בהתאם.
מה שאנחנו רואים היום לא קשור למשבר האקלים. יש לנו שרב רגיל לעונה הזאת. שריפות לא נגרמות בגלל מזג אוויר חם. כשחם ויבש ויש רוח חזקה, מישהו גורם לשריפות. או טעות אדם או פעולת טרור. וזו העונה שבה יש חמסין שרב כל שנה, גם לפני משבר האקלים. מישהו גורם לשריפות האלה. הרוח והיובש רק הם מלבים אותו.
אני צופה שהשקט אחרי שומר חומות יימשך 5 שנים. אבל אני חושב שבכלל כדאי לכולנו לשאול שאלות על המגמות העתידיות. ואנחנו חיים בעולם מורכב, משבר אקלים.
We do hope to wish you welcome back to Davos.
Absolutely. I was identified as a global leader of tomorrow already 30 years ago.
You know, Professor Schwab always had a good nose for identifying future leaders.
His father, Eugene Wilhelm Schwab, was the managing director of a company that used slave labor to manufacture weapons of war for the Third Reich. Years later, Klaus Schwab joined the board of directors, where he played a key role in the development of South Africa's nuclear weapons program.
Some people would say this revolution is a fight of robots against human beings.
For decades, Schwab has been the face of Davos, the exclusive Swiss summit where billionaires, world leaders, and CEOs shape the world's economic and political agenda.
Suddenly penetrates the cabinets. Names like Mrs. Merkel, president of Argentina and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. But what we are very proud of is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau. Yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
I was identified as a global leader of tomorrow already 30 years ago.
That we penetrate the cabinets.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us.
So in the session here at the Economic Forum, you brought up some issues that others are reluctant to
bring up. That's my trouble. All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
Reducing population growth, that's the big benefit.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. Now, if we do a really great job, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Dass diejenigen, die die unternehmerischen Ideen haben, die neuen Ideen, die Innovationsideen, die das Kapital haben, die werden profitieren.
We see the creation of a new massive class of useless people, as computers will outperform us and will make humans redundant. And then what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
The best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me, that's over.
Maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis, this was the moment when everything became monitored.
that we agree to be surveyed all the time when surveillance started going under the skin.
If you don't genetically engineer human babies in Spain, but you do it in China, then very soon even the Spanish will say, hey, we don't want to stay behind.
Yeah. You can use biological engineering to change the human body. You can use cyborg engineering, which is combining organic with inorganic parts.
Will we still be human?
Not in the sense that we understand humanity today.
I was identified as a global leader of tomorrow already 30 years ago.
Sophie penetrates the cabinets.
And we should place climate change far above terrorism.
The next crisis is already waiting for us. It is the climate crisis.
Sophie penetrates the cabinets.
אני מבקש מכאן להתריע, אנחנו נמצאים באסון אקלימי. מובהק, אם אנחנו לא נעביר חוק אקלים וניקח את עצמנו בידיים, אנחנו ניכנס למשבר אקלימי שיפגע עמוקות בחברה הישראלית, בבריאות של הישראלים. יהיה לנו בקיץ אסון נורא של שריפות ושל בעיות אקלימיות איומות ונוראות.